Greg Kelly is releasing his new CD, Slow Horses, this evening, June 9th, at Café Le Michel Ange, and I had the opportunity to have a little chat with him last week. Here it is. So I'm here in the studio with Greg Kelly.
Hi, Pat.
Thanks for coming in. Got a new cast of songs here on your new album, Slow Horses. Are they all new songs?
They're all new. Well, mostly new.
Yeah.
Some go back about 15 years, but they're mostly new. Within the last 5 years, anyway.
They're great. I guess I'd like to first start with just your writing style. You've always been somebody who's been writing songs that are really telling stories, and I get the sense, whether they are or not, and you can disclose this, but I get the sense that they're somewhat autobiographical.
Autobiographical. I find that later in life, that the songs that I write tell me where I've been.
Yeah.
Pete the Barber, for instance, from the previous CD, Broken Windows, is about time in my life. I used to go to this barber down in the basement of somebody's house, but I just moved it into a small town community for that purpose. But I had the same mirror and the same Coke cases stacked and the same calendar hanging on the wall. So I just moved it into a small town aspect, so there's people hanging around.
So you take what's something that's from your life and just sort of adjust it a little bit.
Yeah. And there's other instances as well in my life. I've written songs about recovery years before I recovered from alcoholism.
You wrote about recovery before you recovered?
And I didn't know it at the time until about a year after I was in recovery. You know, wait a second.
So was that a premonition, do you think, or pushing yourself forward?
It must have been.
Yeah.
It was unintentional, totally unintentional. It didn't come from me.
That's an interesting thought, actually. Yeah. You know, when you write songs, are they songs that kind of push you in a direction or, you know, not necessarily about recovery, but about anything? Are they songs for motivating, for uplifting, for dealing with an issue and getting beyond it, or
sometimes, but you know, sometimes you don't realize it, and it's psychosomatic, if that's the right word for it. You just you're writing the song as it's coming out. It's coming from my heart, and I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just doing it, and then later on, I'll go, wait a second.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like when somebody has a breakup, right? Like they always say, you know, you write the best songs after you've had a divorce. Of course, that's country songs or something. But yeah, when you've gone through a loss of some sort, it evokes emotion. And when you're a songwriter, I guess that emotion comes out in a song.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So you've got 12 songs on this new album, Slow Horses. Where does the theme of horses come from?
The theme of horses, it came from a suggestion. I was talking with a friend, and he was saying he was reading a book, and the person in the book is a little boy, and he was telling somebody that the reason they were so poor is because his father always bet on slow horses. And I thought, there's a good title. So I used that. And
did you actually use that specific idea in a song?
Just for the title.
Okay.
And then I wrote around it, and it seemed to work. And for other slow, there's a lot of slow moving stuff. Like the next song after that is Slow Moving Train.
So
you go from slow horses to a slow moving train.
Right. Well, but you've got a song in here also, Saddle Up. And
Saddle
so the
up,
idea
right.
of horses again.
Yeah, unintentional.
Unintentional. Oh, that's interesting.
As a matter of fact, Saddle Up almost didn't make the CD because when I was recording it just myself, it didn't sound right. This didn't sound right. But as we layered instruments to it, I'm going, wait, that's a good song.
Well, let's give it a listen. This is Saddle Up from Greg Kelly's album, Slow Horses.
You hold her for a moment, and the moment disappears. Don't know if you will see its likes again. It's like everything the first time. You don't want to let it go. The experience will never be the same. So you saddle up your horses and you sing a different tune. wondering if you're right or if you're wrong. It's like looking in the mirror and liking what you see, but still you have a sense you don't belong. Saddle up your horses, ride toward your dreams. Wrap your head around your heart's desire. Take it at face value, or don't take it at all. Use it as a muse as you inquire. Saddle up and get yourself inspired. Disappears. Was it even part of you at all? It's like everything you touch still won't turn to gold, and you'll never keep everyone in thrall. So you saddle up your horses and you sing a lullaby, and you ride toward the blood-red setting sun. It's like being in a movie where everyone's a star. Still you have a sense you don't belong. Saddle up your horses, ride toward your dreams. Wrap your head around your heart's desire. Take it at face value, or don't take it at all. Use it as a muse as you inquire. Saddle up and get yourself inspired. Ride toward your dreams. Wrap your head around your heart's desire. Take it at face value. Oh, don't take it at all. Use it as a muse as you inquire. Saddle up and get yourself inspired. Saddle up. Get yourself inspired. Saddle up.
You're listening to Slow Horses from Greg Kelly, his brand new CD. And his CD release is tonight, June 9th, at Café Le Michel Ange. So don't miss that. Back to the interview. In your song Rainy Day in My Heart, I'd like to just talk about that a little bit, and then okay. we'll play that cut. You say a wave that washes me down, but I don't feel clean. And that line just jumped right out at me.
Yeah.
Enough that I had to grab my pen and write that down so I wouldn't forget it. That's a really neat image. So do these images just come to you, or is it hard work to get there?
Well, that image just came. It just flowed, and the rainy day in my heart, an eclipse, though only a part, a wave that washes me down, though I don't feel clean. It just fit, and then I'm just going, yeah, there's something weird going on, and I'm trying to be cleansed, but it doesn't really happen. So that's the wave. It's washing me down, but I come out going, no, it's still not right.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's where it's coming from there.
Yeah, okay. So, is there anything you want to say about that song? I'm gonna play it for everybody, and
it speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself.
How's that for an answer?
So here's A Rainy Day in My Heart. This is from Greg Kelly's newest CD, Slow Horses.
It's a rainy day in my heart, an eclipse so only a part. A wave that washes me down, but I don't feel clean. There's a low-lying mist in my soul, an old blue norther that blows. A cloud cover keeping me stuck in the in-between. I'm waiting on a warm summer wind, a breeze it brings you again, a gust that blows and a bell ringing here in my soul. It's a rainy day in my heart, a flood of emotion that starts, the barometer measuring the pressure that's taking its toll. It's a rainy day in my heart, an empty thought to impart, a cry that echoes well deep into the night. There's a low-lying mist in my soul, a tale that'll never unfold, a love with never a chance to ever take flight. I'm waiting on a warm summer wind, a breeze that brings you again, a gust that blows and a bell ringing here in my soul. It's a rainy day in my heart, a flood of emotion that starts, the barometer measuring the pressure that's taking its toll. Emotions caught in the wind, I swear no, never again, 'cause I know that I'll fall even farther if I see you again. It's a rainy day in my heart, an eclipse though only a part, a wave that washes me down but I don't feel clean. There's a low-lying mist in my soul, an old blue norther that blows, a cloud cover keeping me stuck in the in-between. I'm waiting on a warm summer wind, a breeze that brings you again, a gust that blows and a bell ringing here in my soul. It's a rainy day in my heart, a flood of emotion that starts, the barometer measuring the pressure that's taking its toll. It's a rainy day in my heart. It's a rainy day in my heart.
So we were just listening to A Rainy Day in My Heart from Greg Kelly's Slow Horses. Back a while ago, and I think this had to do with writer's block, we were challenged with picking a song that someone else had written and taking an idea from it and moving it forward. And I think you did that.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Let's talk about that. That's Bobby.
It's Bobby, yeah. It's sort of what happened to the two main characters in Bobby McGee, say 20 years down the road.
It's the sequel.
It's the sequel.
Yeah, it's really neat. You don't want to, we'll play the song and don't want to give the whole thing away. No. But so what sort of brought you there? Like, what made you think of me and Bobby McGee and sort of
I think somebody mentioned off the top of their head, and I went, yeah, okay, there's a good idea. So I took it and went from the truck driver's point of view again, and just sitting in a cafe and having his coffee, same old, year after year. And then family walks in. She looks familiar. I wonder who that is. It just, and it suddenly starts coming back to him.
Yeah.
And just where they found themselves 20 years down the road or so, or how many years down the road.
Cool. Have you been a truck driver?
No.
But you were able to put your persona into that.
Yeah. I'm a thespian.
A thespian.
I'm an actor.
Okay.
I'm a liar.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Okay. Well, that's it's a fun song. I've always really enjoyed it. I like it when you do it live, and I enjoy it on the album, too. Let's listen to Bobby, and this is from Greg Kelly's album, Slow Horses.
I'm sitting in some old cafe like I've done most my life, sipping cups of coffee that have long since passed their prime. Waitress seems to know me, I'm here from time to time. I could be just anyone whose living is to drive. I watch a growing family as they wander through the door. The lady looks familiar, sure I've seen her once before. I catch her eye, she looks away and hustles to a booth. I could swear we met sometime way back in our youth. I finish with my coffee and I get up to pay the bill. I share a little joke with the girl behind the till. Look back at the family, and the lady looks at me. Suddenly, it clicks inside who she just might be. Recognition and a smile across the room. She lifts a cup of coffee and gives a silent toast. It's plain to see we found the things that give us freedom most. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if nothing's what you choose. Feeling good is easy when it stares you in the face. So many miles between us suddenly erased. I'm driving in my diesel down the four lane from the west. I'm somewhere near Salinas, Florida, and I'm feeling somewhat blessed. Sometimes the past will haunt you. Sometimes it sees you through. Today my past was present, and it waved me right on through. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if nothing's what you choose. Feeling good is easy when it stares you in the face. So many miles between us suddenly erased. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing if nothing's what you choose. Feeling good is easy when it stares you in the face. So many miles between us suddenly erased.
Just want to remind everyone that Greg Kelly's CD release is tonight, June 9th. The CD, Slow Horses, we're having a little chat about that here today. It's a great album. It's a great place to go and hear music. Le Michel Ange, Café Le Michel Ange at 35 Laurel. So I hope you head on down and catch this show. It's going to be great. Greg will be there with his band, the Broken Windows Philharmonic.
You've got some really soft and gentle songs on here, like Her Soft Disguise and Dance Across Forever. Even I realize the first song is a softer song, right? It's a sort of coming to understand something about your life, and in some ways those three songs are little bit that way.
Yeah, the first song it starts slow, then it turns into a sort of a shuffle and sort of a walking song. Just this feels good, but.
And there's
some positive stuff about that song that you can't move forward alone. I realize it's better when we're together.
Yeah.
Than just doing it by myself.
So you are sneaking the old love songs in.
Yeah,
I guess
sneak them
in.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, you know what? If you can't sing about love, like, what else is there?
Barbershops.
But you love that.
Slow Horses.
Right.
Yeah.
Dance Across Forever.
Mm.
Can I ask, is it autobiographical?
No, I just wrote it one day and then I loved the song. It's a really positive song. And then when my daughter was getting married, she asked if I would sing at their wedding, and I sang that song at their wedding. And,
did you write it for their wedding?
No, I didn't, but it was a little premonition, I guess.
Yeah. Here's Greg Kelly with Dance Across Forever.
As we dance toward a future with an eye upon the past, we'll reach a new tomorrow with an outlook that is vast. As we hold on to each other, there will never be a doubt that we'll dance across forever. As we promise each other dreams as yet unfilled, our chances will be multiplied when we say that we will. As we dream with one another, there will never be a doubt that we'll dance across forever. We'll dance will dance to the music that is playing in our hearts, and we'll dance. Yes, we'll dance. We will dance across forever in our hearts. And as we dance across forever, and we know that it is right, we will dance into the future, and our future will take flight. As we walk as one together, there will never be a doubt that we'll dance across forever. And we'll dance. We'll dance to the music that is playing in our hearts. And we'll dance, yes, we'll dance. We will dance across forever in our hearts. And we'll dance. We'll dance to the music that is playing in our hearts. And we'll dance, yes, we'll dance. We will dance across forever in our hearts.
So, I mean, we're here to talk about your brand new CD, Slow Horses, and you're having a CD release concert.
That's right, yeah.
June 9th. Let's talk about that. Who's going to be there?
Good idea. I'll be there.
You'll be there, good.
It's June 9th at Cafe Michel Ange, 35 Laurel Avenue, L-A-U-R-E-L.
That's in behind the British American banknote.
That's right, yeah. It's tucked
building.
Away.
Sort of kind of. Behind Gladstone in Little Italy.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Laurel and, no, Laurel and...
Breeze Hill or Loretta,
sure.
Or something. Loretta, like
that. That's what I was trying to think about, yeah. It's hard to miss. It's hard to find because it's a coffee roasting warehouse that's just tucked away. And they do have the sign up that says Café Michel Ange.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool place.
It is.
Like it's a transformed warehouse, right?
It is.
They've taken
roasting warehouse.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, they cover up the machines so you can sit around the machines and get the smell of coffee wafting through. Oh, fresh coffee.
Yeah, it's nice. So your event is going to be there, and it's on June 9th.
June 9th.
And what time?
At 8 o'clock. I will have the Broken Windows Philharmonic with me.
And who's in that band?
Myself and Hollis Morgan. And Andrew Snow plays bass. And Jamie Gullickson will be playing drums. We may have a violin player. I'm not sure. We'll find out. Anyway, it's going to be fun. Jim Robinson from Montreal is coming to open up for us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun. He's a songwriter. He's a tremendous story.
Man, that guy's prolific, eh? He's just cranking out those CDs.
He's got five.
He must have lined wallets, you know?
He must. Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. So Jim Robinson, people will enjoy that.
Yeah.
If they haven't seen Jim before, another good reason to come out. But of course, the The main event is the reason to go, and that's Greg Kelly's CD release.
That's right.
June 9th. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
So is this a Spirit of Rasputin supported?
It's a Spirit of Rasputin's cafe series.
Cafe series,
Full band going to be there.
Yeah. And if people want to get the CD before then, can they do that?
Yes, they can get it off of me. I have an open stage every Tuesday night at the Elmdale Tavern, anytime after 7 p.m. If you want to come up and make some music or just come up and say hello, I've got CDs with me to sell. And I'm putting it up on CD Baby. It should be, by the time the interview is aired, it should be up on CD Baby for download. I'm going to try and get it into CD Warehouse again, like I had the last one in. But it will be available for download through. They don't sell new stuff anymore. They're just getting rid of all their old CDs.
Oh, so they're getting out of CDs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a great way to do it anymore. But so it's going to be put onto iTunes through CD Baby.
Nice.
And, and hopefully I'll get a PayPal account set up. But gregkellysongs.ca, just if you want to check that out. We're just processing the website right now, and it should be up and running very soon.
Okay. So that is June 9th at 8 o'clock p.m. Doors open at what, like 7:30 or 7 or something?
7:30. It's $12.
$12. It's a bargain.
Heck of a bargain. A bargain at twice the price.
So Greg Kelly and the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Broken Windows Philharmonic.
Broken Windows Philharmonic Orchestra. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Greg.
Thank you, Pat,
for sharing this with us.
It was a pleasure. And, thanks for having me.
Have a lot of fun playing this over and over again.
It's a great
future
CD. You should buy it.
I did.